You know, you brought up a good point, and I know that you cannot really determine what the motives were of the power elite or whomever it is, but the majority of people now believe that it was an inside job. If you were to just speculate, would you not think that 9/11 was to certainly confiscate many of our rights, our freedoms, to go to war with Iraq for oil, to put their money into our Federal Reserve, it's owned by private people. Could it be all those reasons, and it had absolutely nothing to do with terrorists supposedly bombing our buildings?
Oh, well, yeah. I mentioned earlier as motivations the preset desires to go to war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then the desire to pass the Patriot Act, which eliminated a lot of our rights. With the Fed, I don't know. That's quite likely. But yeah, it had nothing to do with Muslim terrorists. I just published an article that's on that one can Google. Was America attacked by Muslims on 9/11? Because that's finally the bottom line about what 9/11 is all about. And the assumption that it was, you know, if you assume that we were, then you may say, well, okay, the war in Iraq is not justified because Iraq had nothing to do with it. But the war in Afghanistan is, because it was Osama bin Laden and these Muslim terrorists. But if you come to the realization, as I would call it, that there were no Muslim terrorists, then the war in Afghanistan is just as illegitimate as the war in Iraq. And in that article, I summarize the evidence that I've given in the book, or you could say the article is a way of summarizing the book from the point of view of that particular question. And I show that all the evidence that there were Muslim hijackers, you know, the so-called the passports that were allegedly found at the sites, the Muhammad Atta's luggage that had this incriminating information, and then most famously the phone calls from the planes, that all of these were fabricated. And once you see that, then you realize, oh, well, the whole thing is a hoax.
What is
called, of course, a false flag operation, which is when, you know, it's the time-worn tradition of imperialist powers. When there's a country or a group that you want to attack, you attack yourself and then plant evidence to make it look like that group attacked you. That's what Japan did when it was ready to attack China to take over Manchuria, which started the Asian part of World War II. That's what the Germans did, the Nazis did, when they were ready to attack Poland, beginning the European part of World War II. And it's what the United States has done several times in the past, told a lie in order to attack somebody. So this is 9/11 can be regarded as simply the most audacious, largest false flag attack of all time.
Mm-hmm. That presents a question I want to ask you, and that is, you know, many of us know that Bush signed an EO that would give him essentially dictatorial powers. I believe he did it this past July.
Yeah, Presidential Directive 51.
Thank you. Is it likely that he's going to say, well, we are in such bad shape here, economically, yada, 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 that we're not going to have elections until next year, and then stay in as essentially the dictator?
Well, yes, and many of us in the movement have been very worried about that, that there would be some sort of staged event. We had thought in terms of, you know, maybe a suitcase nuclear attack or something that would be blamed on Iran. But it could well be that the financial crisis would be taken as a sufficient crisis to declare martial law. And then we've seen this report the last few days of troops coming back to the United States to be used for policing our own citizens,
mm-hmm.
which is a violation, of course, posse comitatus.
Yeah.
But the precedent here was Katrina, and I've always been suspicious that one of the purposes behind Katrina, the non-response to it, was to set a precedent for having our military involved in policing within our own country. So, yes, and one reason many of us have spent so much time trying to educate the public about 9/11, that it was a false flag attack, is that the more people who know, and insofar as the government knows, a good percentage, 40-50% or more of the people know that 9/11 was a false flag attack, they might be less inclined to try it again.
Well, if that were the case, do you believe that we will go into martial law here soon and that they'll actually arrest Americans and put them into what people say exist are concentration camps?
Well, I'm not saying that I believe that is what will happen, but I do fear that it might happen, and I wouldn't be completely surprised if it did.
So you do think they do have a concentration camp for us here?
I've heard that. I've not seen direct evidence of it myself, but the reports that I saw seemed plausible.